I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about baking bread with an unusual local grain.
For the past several years, my family has been part of a grain and bean CSA. I did a piece about it in this series in 2010. Every December, we get 100 pounds of grains like corn and oats grown in New York and Massachusetts. We also get spelt, and I haven't always known what to do with it. But the other day, my friend Ed Miller of Wellfleet introduced me to his spelt bread.
It has a really nice crumb, you know, like it doesn't fall apart. Like you can slice it very thin and has a very sort of nutty, sweet flavor. It's terrific for toast, and it's really good for you. It has about a third more protein than regular flour, even whole wheat flour. But at the same time, it has other properties, like it retains moisture really easily. So like the loaf stays fresh for a really long time, like it doesn't spoil, it's not heavy.
Spelt is an ancient grain. Historians think it's a cross between regular bread wheat and another wheat variety called farro or emmer. It has less gluten than regular wheat, which makes it popular for people cutting back on gluten. And spelt flour is great for baking bread.
Here's the recipe. It's simple. It's 2 cups of spelt flour, 2 cups of white flour, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of active dry yeast, and then 1 1/3 cups of cold water.
And that's it. Don't worry if you didn't catch it. We'll put it on the website. The recipe is adapted from that no-knead white bread that was in the New York Times a few years ago, the one Mark Bittman learned from Sullivan Street Bakery. The idea is to let time do the work.
What I always do is I do it in the evening. Like, you know, last night I did about 9 o'clock. And then at about 9 o'clock this morning, I took it and just kind of turned it over a little bit, you know, just punched it down a bit, and then set it to rise again for 2 more hours. This has now been, it's had its second rising, and you can see it's kind of a nice, spongy, soft texture, but it's not, you know, it's not really liquidy. It's good.
Ed brings the dough over to the stove, where he's been preheating a Dutch oven for 30 minutes.
You take some cornmeal. I like coarse. And you sprinkle some into the bottom of the pot, and that's just to kind of keep it from sticking and...
So it's like a tablespoon, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. And then you take the dough and just dump it in. Okay. And get it into the middle of the pot, sort of. And then I take a serrated knife and just make a cut across the top just to kind of keep it from splitting in a... unattractive way. So then you put the cover back on and put it in the oven.
The bread bakes covered for 30 minutes. Then you take the lid off and bake it for another 10 minutes so that you get a thick, chewy crust on top. Spelt has a long history with bread baking. From the Bronze Age until only about 100 years ago, it was a staple in many European countries. The grain has a very tough outer hull, which makes it resilient against pests, but difficult to harvest and turn into flour, which is why it fell out of favor in modern agriculture. Today, it's getting more popular in the U.S., but it's still something of a specialty grain.
There's records from the mid-19th century in Germany that like 94% of the grain was spelt. And in terms of this whole local food idea and the idea that we should be growing more of our own food, I think spelt is something people ought to know about, because apparently it grows well in poor soil, does not require a lot of fertilizers, pesticides, or any of that kind of stuff. I mean, they were growing it 9,000 years ago, and it grows well in Vermont. I don't see why it wouldn't grow on Cape Cod.
I don't know of anyone growing spelt on the Cape yet. The spelt we got in our grain CSA was grown in Hadley, Massachusetts, and Ed first discovered spelt at a place called the Beidler Family Farm in Randolph Center, Vermont. There's also a farm in Bridgewater, Maine that grows spelt and sells it as flour online. We don't have space for a spelt crop at our house this year, but who knows? Maybe some of the bigger farms on the Cape do. For now, I'm going to start by baking a loaf of Ed Miller's spelt bread with the grain from our CSA. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth has put up Ed Miller's recipe for no-knead spelt bread on our website, and you'll also find links there to New England farms that sell spelt flour and the grain and bean CSA that Elspeth mentioned. That's all at capeandislands.org, along with our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.